Welcome to this week's episode of Success in Women. I'm Linda.
I'm Andrea.
And today we're going to be talking about mind matters. And we're talking about mental health.
Yes.
But before we get started, Andrea's got her tip of the week.
Well, I found this amazing tip the other day on my Facebook groups. And what they did was, like, you know how you can go buy those dishwasher pods to throw in your dishwasher?
Yes.
And they can be quite expensive. Well, what you do is you buy the liquid in bulk, you put it in ice cube trays, and you freeze them. And they become pods.
I cannot believe
it. Isn't that something?
I cannot believe
it. And then you can put them in freezer bags. Leave them in your freezer, take one out, pop it in your dishwasher.
Make sure you got it well labeled, though.
Yeah,
I need to put one of those in
your
drink.
Yeah.
Especially like a Kool-Aid. Yeah, like a Kool-Aid drink or ice cube or something.
Yeah, especially for the kids.
Yeah.
So make sure you label it, yes. And you can use, I've even seen where they've used Band-Aids to stick on the Ziploc bags.
Oh.
And you can write it on so it doesn't fade over time or whatever. Or if you don't have, like, one of those permanent markers, right?
Yeah.
So I just thought it was a great idea. It's very easy to do and save you a ton of money.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I know some people don't run their dishwasher that often because they don't mind washing dishes.
Mm.
I can run mine once or twice a day if I had to, because
my daughter too.
I don't want to do dishes by hand. And you do go through a lot of those pods. So
yes,
yeah, that's
do.
A great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, we've talked recently about, I'll say, the foods and everything else when it comes to, you know, living healthy. But all of that is part of what you need to do to be successful.
Right.
So with mental health, there is a whole other avenue of stuff that you have to be aware of that could be affecting your success. And
mm-hmm.
again, when we talk success, it could be in professionally, it could be your family success, or maybe just with friends.
Right. Just getting up and having a great day. You need good physical and mental health. To have that, to be happy and to have a great day.
So, you know, one of the things, and we've talked about this before, but you have to kind of be aware.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that's a self-awareness. And sometimes you just have to sit back and relax and reflect on what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might not connect certain things.
Right.
And it's affecting your mind.
Or you're just so busy that you don't even know that things are bothering you.
Exactly. And then you're not sleeping.
You're not sleeping.
And you know how important sleep is in actual, you know, I'll say a healthy being and being productive.
Well, you know, I was watching this gentleman who's sort of an expert on sleep. And there's so many things involved in having a good sleep. And what is considered good sleep, healthy sleep, and how much you should get. And so a lot of the things they were talking about, of course, like to relax yourself before you go to sleep, no alcohol, no caffeine, like a couple hours before you go to bed. Some people can have caffeine after 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's me when it comes to a cola.
Right.
I can have coffee, but I can't have a cola anytime during the afternoon.
Right.
It'll affect my sleep.
Right. So those are things that will affect your sleep, and you have to reflect on yourself to see if that is affecting your sleep. The other thing is having electronics in your bedroom. Some people are fine with it, but some people, they hear that ding. Ooh, somebody's texting me. Ooh, something on Instagram. So those have to be out of your room if those are things that upset your sleep. Again, reflecting, what keeps you awake? What stops you from falling into a nice sleep?
But you know what's also, Andrea, when you're gonna be reflecting, when you've had a good sleep, why? What was different during the day that made you have such a good sleep? Because
mm-hmm.
I know there's some nights it's amazing. I'll sleep, I'm gonna say, and I have to admit this, 10 hours straight through, and I'm not talking about getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I mean, 10 solid hours.
I wouldn't even know what that's like.
And then another time, it might be 4 or 5 hours, and I'm wide awake, and I'm like, okay, well, it's only 3 o'clock in the morning.
Happened?
A little bit too early, but what changed?
What changed? And that's how you reflect on yourself.
Yeah.
And he also said, here's the thing that I didn't know. So if you don't sleep very good at all, you know it. You know you didn't have a good sleep. You know you're not going to have a great day. You're going to be sluggish. What people should normally get is anywhere from 7 to 8 hours a day, regular sleep. And right. You should always try to keep your regular sleeping hours. But here's the thing I didn't know. A lot of people will have a 6 hour sleep. So when we're sleeping, our mind and our body, they're healing, they're relaxing, the organs are relaxing. There's something in the brain called a pineal nerve or something that gets rejuvenated during the evening, during the sleep cycle. And they're saying that when you have 6 hours of sleep, you wake up and you feel pretty good. So you think you've had enough sleep. Mm. But he says that's the most dangerous amount to get, because you do feel like you've had enough when you get up and you keep that cycle. But after a couple of weeks, you're going to see that you're sluggish during the day. You have brain fog. You're not, you know, you need those little naps in the afternoon. So it was really interesting when you listen to these people about what is considered a good night's sleep to keep your mind healthy.
You know what's interesting? I had a house guest recently, and for me, I need a lot of sleep. Mm-hmm. So I would go to bed pretty regular around, you know, the 10, 11 o'clock mark, and I would get up 7, 8 o'clock. But that's a good amount of sleep. So my house guest was totally different, because they would go to bed around probably midnight or later, and they were up by 5 or 6 o'clock. So they were lucky to get 6 hours if they got it.
They
do that on a regular basis. And I sometimes wonder, because my father never slept a lot.
That person was very moody in the afternoon and crabby, right?
True. Mm-hmm. But I remember my father not having a lot of sleep, and he seemed to function pretty good. Now, having said that, he did get cancer and he did die at a very young age. Who knows if that didn't, you know, help cause some of that. But what I was going to say is, I find, at least in my family, I find the women in my family, we do sleep more than the men in my family. And so I wonder sometimes if women do need, and I remember reading sometimes online some actresses when they talk about it, because it'll come up in the media and they'll say, oh, so how often and how long do you sleep, you know? And I remember one actress said 9-10 hours every night.
Wow.
Yeah. And but again, it was a female, and I thought, I wonder, because I've known a lot of men in my life that never had as much sleep as I would need,
right?
And they seem to function. But I don't know if there's a difference.
I'd have to Google and find out.
And the fact, because the show really is geared to women, I know for most of us, we don't always get it, but we could use the extra sleep.
Definitely. Women, and I know myself, when I haven't had a good night's sleep, I know I feel the difference within a couple of hours of me being awake. I know that I could have used a couple of, maybe 2 hours or an hour, whatever timing. I feel the difference immediately. So, you know, I try to figure out, okay, what happened last night? Maybe I had a coffee a little bit too late. Sometimes I think I can drink it after dinner. Maybe now I got to watch and see. I can't.
Could change sometimes when you get older. Yeah,
exactly. You know, and sometimes I'll think that if I'm really not sleepy, you know, maybe put some a lavender aromatherapy on, my essential oils, or the linen spray. You can buy lavender linen spray and, you know, do your pillows, and it's supposed to calm you, you know. Or you can do yoga stretches. Like, there's some nighttime yoga stretches that just relax the body. So there's ways of figuring out how to get a good night's sleep, but it's important to figure it out.
And going on the line of mental health, though, you know, sometimes, and we've talked about this in the past, Andrea, of setting boundaries, because sometimes you could be pulled in many different directions because you don't know how to say no, and you're literally allowing people to, I'll say your boundary of what you need to keep your own mental health, because if you feel stressed,
Yeah.
Then again, it's going to affect your sleep. It's going to affect your work. It's going to affect your energy. It's going to affect a lot of things. And that's why I like the fact that sometimes you have to take a step back and really self-reflect.
Again, reflect.
Yes. It keeps everything. It keeps going back to that. But the other thing is, when you discover that maybe you are having some mental health issues, get some support.
Absolutely.
Whether it's from your friends or professionally, mm-hmm. get the help. Don't try to tackle this on your own, because a lot of people need it, and you're not alone in this journey.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I told you, I've talked about it many times during COVID. My anxiety went through the roof. I didn't know what to do about it because I'd never had it before. But it was overtaking my days. I couldn't sleep proper. I couldn't even function properly. And finally, I went to the doctor and got what I needed. And within a couple of weeks, I felt like myself again.
That's good.
There's no shame in it. There's
no.
It's like if you had diabetes or whatever, you would go as soon as you felt changes. And that's the thing. You don't. If I would have let that grow and control my life, I don't know where I'd be today. You know?
It's interesting that you say that. And this is a very important lesson, ladies, because if you do go, I'll say, without help, you will start to lose it even faster.
Yes.
It will speed up mm-hmm. and you will be less and less productive and functional
right.
for your family. Because I actually saw that happen when, and again, stress can be caused by many things.
Sure.
In this one particular
kids,
case.
Husbands.
No, but I was thinking grief, Andrea.
No, I know.
Because I knew a lady that had lost her mom, but she started to let the grief overtake her
really?
To the point where she actually ended up having to go into a home. Not anything wrong with her, except that the grief was so strong
wow.
and she refused to get help to deal with it. It was her mom, and her mom was elderly, to the point though where she regressed further and further and further, to the point now she doesn't even talk. She's in a home, she has to be fed. She's in a wheelchair because she doesn't even remember how to walk. She doesn't remember how to do anything. And it's not that it's just dementia, but it's the fact that I saw the signs in the beginning that she was having some mental health issues, and tried to talk to her about getting some professional help. She refused.
Wow.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like when you self-reflect on what's going on in your life and what's happening, and if you're struggling, I'll say, mm-hmm. to overcome something like a grief mm-hmm. of a death, a divorce, mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is, you have to at that point say, okay, this is not normal.
Yeah,
I need help. And reach out.
Reach out, because there's lots of help out there. And even
absolutely.
And you know, I find too, like, and that happened to me also with the anxiety, because my daughter saw that I was struggling. And so when I talked to her about it, she encouraged me to take the next step. So just in talking to a friend,
yep.
maybe they can help you through
yes.
it. If you don't have the nerve, because I'm telling you, when you're depressed and you have anxiety,
yep.
you don't even feel like picking up the phone.
No,
to call
that's
anybody.
True.
You're afraid of what you might have on the other end of the line, like what work you might have to do. Like that's how bad your mental state is.
Yep.
So you do need maybe someone to help you make that call or drive you to the appointment, be with you through it. And it won't take long, and you'll feel like yourself again.
It's interesting because recently I was on YouTube, and there was somebody that's quite famous. And if you follow YouTube, I mean, it'll be all over. But the point was, it's not who it is. That's not the important part. But the fact was, this person finally did some self-reflection, ended up going to a professional, and he said, you know, I don't know basically how to deal with this because of all these things that have happened. And when he when the professional person, you know, heard the story and everything else, and he said, and he didn't use the nice term, basically it was to infer that he had a really crappy, but he used a stronger word, crappy childhood. But as Dr. Laura would say, you know, because you've had this bad childhood, don't bring that into your adulthood, because now you're in control. When you were a child, you didn't feel like you were in control. No. And you were always maybe trying to please a parent or somebody, the teacher, whatever it was. But now look at yourself. Look at what you've accomplished. Mm-hmm. Look at your family and whatever you have. Look at your friends and the support you get. Mm-hmm. And then if you need to deal with somebody professionally to really help you, say, screw my childhood. That's not my life today.
That's right.
Go and get the help for that.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's easy for us to say, you know, yeah, forget about the past. But some people get over their past quickly.
But some don't.
So they need the professional help.
They really do.
And I'm just begging any of you that feel that you need it, do it. It'll help you immensely, and your mental health will improve. Your quality of living will improve.
Yes, and even what you were saying, Andrea, your daughter noticed you got the help, but they also noticed the change.
Oh, yeah.
Once you got it under
and
control.
Myself.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, that was number one. I mean, I didn't even want to drive my car. And for me, that was very unusual, because I'm, you know, been driving since 16, you know, and loving it. But anyway, so that's one thing you have to reflect on when you're talking about your mental health. Maybe it's not just a matter of getting sleep or eating the right foods. It could be deeper.
And so also reflect. It could be the relationships that you're having in your life,
yeah,
that you don't realize the impact of what they're doing to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
could be a coworker.
Could be
your spouse.
Yeah.
Or a child, like a teenager or an adult. I know some of my friends are dealing with terrible things with their adult children.
Yes, I hear that a lot. I don't have children, but I hear about it constantly.
The ones that are married with grandchildren, yeah, and it really plays on their mental health.
Yes.
And now, in saying that, how do you fix a situation? You know, it's not always easy.
It isn't, but you know, the whole thing is too, should you accept it? Just because I'm going to say that's a blood relative because you're adult kids, maybe it's time to let go and let them have some time to reflect. But all of a sudden, you can make yourself stronger and healthier.
And
because there's abuse when it comes to that a lot of times.
There is some adult abuse and senior abuse, that's for sure. So check your surroundings and who's giving you grief. Surround yourself with people that make you happy.
Exactly. And you know, the other thing that really helps with mental health, believe it or not, is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming more and more and more popular because of the benefits.
Absolutely.
Of doing the meditation.
Well, you know, on my, I talk about Weight Watcher a lot, and on their app, they have a whole three or four episodes of meditation for relaxation, for sleep, you know, and along with the different exercises, you know, the new trend now, this chair yoga that everybody's doing, or the one I download is called Lazy Fit. But you know, if that's what you need, that's what you need. So, and you know, you just sit on your chair and
it's amazing though how you feel good after you've done some exercises.
All kinds of different things out there now for every generation.
But not only that, Andrea, for your taste, because everybody likes to do different things.
Exactly.
And whatever works for you is fine.
Calm your mind.
Yes, to calm the mind. I mean, you know, it's becoming, I think, because society is so busy now. Mm-hmm. Everything is competitive and money driven, and you know,
social media is active.
That all of a sudden now there's a lot more, I'm going to say, of the mental health issues, because so many people are being affected, and you're talking even young people.
Oh, my daughter's one, and I know a lot of younger people. Anxiety is like rampant now.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I've heard and read, unfortunately, about a lot of teen suicides.
Yes.
Because of the bullying online.
Mm-hmm.
All of that affects your mental health.
Yes.
I mean, how could it not?
Yes.
And it's easy to say, well, stop looking on social media, but
it's impossible.
It's almost
impossible.
Especially
the younger generation.
Because it's everywhere.
Yeah. They have to learn. Now, if it's a personal attack, then this is where you need your support. So you go to your parents, or you go to somebody in authority, a counselor, somebody that can help you deal with it. Don't just take that stuff to heart, because it's all not true.
No.
It's not you, it's them. But to tell a teenager, it's almost impossible. They take everything to heart.
They really do.
You know, so if you have a teenager, like, you know, look for signs, and they could be moody, you know, they don't, they're
well, that's the thing that changes sometimes, and you're not really paying attention. You're just thinking they're going through a phase, but you have to pay attention to those signs.
Yeah.
And you can only almost do that if your own mental health is good.
It's healthy.
Yes,
exactly. And you know, of course, ladies, the best way to calm your mind is go to the spa, go to the hairdresser, take a nice bath.
You do.
Read a book, go to a great movie. Treat yourself once a week, every 2 weeks.
Whatever
it is. Shut it all down.
That's right.
And do what you need to feel good.
I have a friend that sometimes goes on these retreats, and they're like 3 days, 5 days. But when you go on these retreats, it's not necessarily a spa type of retreat, but it's a place where you can go and reflect, meditate. Some of them, you don't even speak. You just go.
That would be tough for us, Linda.
You know what? But it's funny you say that.
Talking relaxes me, believe it or not.
I know.
Maybe not the person listening.
Yeah, true enough. But it is something I thought, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to at least try it.
Oh, no.
But anyway, I've heard...
If I can't speak, I'm not going.
Okay. Well, I've heard of a lot of successes where people got to really learn a lot about themselves, because all now they had time for is to think.
You know, Linda, it's like that walk in Spain. What is it? That 30 kilometers. What is it?
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. Because we saw it. Well, I think...
A friend of mine did it.
With the trail.
She went by herself. I can't even imagine doing it by myself. And you just walk and walk and walk and walk. You're alone. And you might meet people on the trail, on the path. There's places to stop at, to have a water or to sleep at rest at night. And a lot of people come back and say, it was so eye-opening. So
exactly.
So life-changing.
Well, part of it, most of it would be, I'll say, sort of nature. And you only have yourself to think about. Yeah, but to really reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to do things, but you have to know that there's something going on for you to get, I'll say, the corrective measures to make you back on that path of success.
Right. So, and ladies, this week coming is Easter, so don't stress over
and
Easter.
Overdo it.
Overdo it. I mean, for us Catholics, there's a lot of different things going on with Holy Thursday and Friday, you know, the washing of the feet and the Saturday vigil. There's so much. If you can do it, that's fine, but don't stress over it, you know. Make simple meal, get the family to help, and just try to enjoy the week leading up to it.
And really tune in, because our episode for Good Friday, because it is a Friday when we post, will be all about having some fun with your kids. And if you don't have kids, have fun with the other adults making very interesting bunny cakes. So you really want to tune in for that, because that'll be a fun one.
And that will
help your mental health.
Yes, it will.
That will be the thing you want to do.
Yes, it will.
Anyway, so we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Success in Women. And if you like it,
then you share it.
And subscribe. But also, 2 thumbs up. I'm Linda.
I'm Andrea. Have a great week, ladies.
Yeah, we'll see you at Easter, or at least that weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
See you then.
Bye.